All right, Jamie, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon on CJWE. I'm very excited to talk with you about the always exciting Heritage in International Balloon Festival, where fun takes flight. As someone who has been to it, has been a part of it by getting up in a balloon, this really does happen to be where fun takes flight. So it is happening in a couple of weeks here on September 24th to the 28th in High River, Alberta. So Jamie, since this is the first time our listeners are hearing of this, you got to tell us all about it.
Yes, for sure, Sarah. Thank you for having us, first of all. And if you recall, I think I was your pilot on that balloon ride in High River.
That very was good pilot.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So this event was actually started primarily as a result of the event that happened in High River in 2013. Basically, I've been involved in ballooning since the early 80s or mid 80s. And after everything that happened, I sort of wanted to lift the spirit, so to speak. I know it sounds kind of corny, of the residents of High River, as well as all the volunteers that were in town. So I called up a bunch of buddies that I have in the balloon game and said, you've all seen what happened in High River. Can you come and do a show for us the end of September? That first year, I think we had 16 balloons come, and they came from as far away as Brussels and Bristol, England. It was so popular, so successful, we just have been carrying it on year after year. The sponsorship in High River has been good. The volunteers are amazing. Our landowners have been super supportive of the event. So those are three critical things that we need to do a balloon event. And it just keeps going and going every year.
For sure. And I can't believe it was only 2013. This event has been so popular over the last, 12 years that I felt like it was going on for a lot longer than that. So how has it grown over the last several years? What have you seen and what have you experienced?
Well, now we're in terms of balloons, we're up to 25 balloons. We actually cap it at that level just because it's enough for us to handle. And Heritage Inn, being our title sponsor, helps us out with 25 hotel rooms. So that covers a lot of that cost off. In terms of crowds, we've seen it grow every year. Last year at our night glow on the Friday night, RCMP were estimating crowds of up to 25,000 people were on site. So it's been amazing that way.
Oh my goodness. Yep. As someone who lives in High River, there were a lot of cars in the area, which is good to see. It brings people into town. It showcases our wonderful community in such a bright way. And it really does take fun to new heights, of course. So this year, tell us a bit about the schedule between the flight schedule, the balloon glow, everything you got going on.
For the 24th, that's our opening day. So we plan an evening flight on the Wednesday. That's for sponsors to fly. And then on Thursday, we'll be flying in the morning and again in the evening. Friday is a morning flight. Friday evening is I call it the world famous balloon glow, because it pretty much is that way now. We're known around the world as having an amazing balloon glow here in High River. Saturday, we'll be doing morning flight, evening flight, and then we wrap up on Sunday morning with a morning flight again.
Sounds like a great time. So the balloon glow, it is always so coveted and everyone comes out to that. So what are people going to experience there?
Well, again, of course, keep in mind, everything's weather dependent. Mm-hmm. But what we'll do is over in the old Wallaceville site, it's all mowed and prepped for us. And we're going to have that sort of fenced off a bit. And we're going to take 25 balloons. And if the weather is good, we'll stand the balloons up. And once all the balloons are standing, we take down the barriers and invite the crowd in to come and talk to the pilots and get up close to the burners and just really experience what ballooning's about. Of course, as it gets darker, they become these giant light bulbs, and we try to do some coordinated burns and that sort of stuff. We will have other activities going on. This year, one of the things I'm really happy to talk about is we're going to have what's called RC balloons, remote control balloons. So these are basically really small balloons. Well, small, they're about 12 feet to 15 feet tall, and they actually have a burner system. And we have these little remote controls, and we actually put heat into these small balloons, and they go up on the end of a rope, and we show people just how balloons work. So that'll be fun to do this year. That's new. Of course, we do have the DJ and all that fun stuff coming back. Lots and lots of food trucks with a big variety of food. But come early. We do have issues with the number of people that show up. So if you want a good view, you got to come early. And we do have our similar parking sites as we did last year. We're going to have a park and ride from the rodeo grounds and the park and ride from down by the co-op. There's a big field there. We'll have shuttle buses running back and forth to the glow site from there, so it's much easier for folks to get in and see it.
That's so great. And so many people from Southern Alberta come to this magical balloon glow evening. So that's got to feel pretty good. How many people do you think are going to be coming this year? And where has been the furthest place someone has come from to see the balloon fest and the balloon glow that you know of? I know that's two questions in one.
Yeah. Well, we've seen people from around the world, honestly. I mean, even the pilots are from as far away as Belgium and London, England. But yeah, we've had people attend from all over the world. It's a great, great experience for them. Numbers this year, we're planning on 20,000. We think last year was an exception, but who knows? If we get good weather, it could be much, much more than that. The cool part about it is with these parking sites that we have and the shuttle buses, we have not-for-profit agencies actually running these sites for us. So we do some revenue share with them. So please, if you're going to come to High River and use our parking, make sure you bring, well, you should always just bring cash, because with the number of people using their phones and stuff on site, the internet bogs right down. So if you can bring cash, that'd be great. And of course, the parking accepts cash only, $20 per car.
Perfect. Good to know. Yeah. So you guys are still looking for volunteers. So if people want to volunteer, how can they get involved in this?
They can go to our Heritage Inn International Balloon Festival website, and there's a tab there called Volunteers, and they just bring it down. It brings up a schedule of when you can come. It's I think, Nellie B, which kind of surprises me. Nellie B's the pink elephant. It's one of the most popular balloons we have coming. He's still looking for some crew and some of the other balloons as well. And crewing is pretty easy activity. It's not like it's hard work. It's just more hands. And you simply help the balloon, help the pilot put the balloon up, and then you chase it across the sky. And wherever he lands, you help him pack the balloon up, and you come back and have a little bit of champagne, and away you go. That's all there is to it.
Oh, that is so cool. So you're also pleased to announce that you are continuing with Kiss the Sky Balloons for the 2025 festival. And you're going to be, or excuse me, they're going to be managing all passenger rides. And the portal has opened as of September 3rd to get in on this. So tell us a bit about the passenger rides. Like, oh my goodness, I feel like everyone needs to get up in a hot air balloon, because to see the foothills with the beautiful fall colors, it was stunning. So thank you for taking me up.
So Kiss the Sky, this is our second year with them, and my last report from them, which I think was on the weekend, they only have one or two spots left now for rides, because it sells out really, really quick. But if you really, you know, like I said, again, the volunteers that are crewing for balloons, quite often will get flight just for helping out with the balloons. But as for paid rides, I think we're pretty much nothing left now. We are accepting a waiting list, but I understand that's pretty long too. So
I mean, I'm not surprised. It's a really, really great time. So, yeah, that's amazing. So everybody can get all the details for the Heritage Inn International Balloon Festival at heritageinninternationalballoonfestival.com. Jamie, thank you so much for joining me today on CJWE. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about?
Just check out our Facebook page as well.
Perfect.
During the event itself, we're updating that pretty live. We'll be doing what I call live briefing. So when I'm talking to all the pilots and giving them the weather information and the no-go decision, you can follow on Facebook. So you'd be really up to date on exactly what's happening out here in High River.
For sure. And I just got to say this, Jamie, too, because last year when it was happening, I live out in the northwest part of town, and the balloons were just glowing, and they're just like floating in the morning along the golf course. And I was like, wow, there's literally balloons in my backyard. So that is how cool this experience is. So everyone's got to check it out.
For sure. Thank you for having us, Sarah. I really appreciate it.